Hey everybody, welcome to the bridge. I am excited that my fellow princes and princesses can join us today. You see, today we are celebrating Ascension Day, when we remember that Jesus as our King ascended on high and sits at the right hand of God and rules as King over all things. He has made us part of his royal family, so welcome, princes and princesses. It's good to have you join us in worship today. Just a few announcements that I'd like to share with you. First of all, if we can help you, especially during the service, why don't you email us? Sally is especially on Facebook, working on Facebook. I'll be checking my emails. If you have questions along the way, let us know. We're here as your host to help you out here at the Bridge. And Sally is also the one who's coordinating our assistance to our community. So if there's any way that we can help you, please let us know. We're here for you. Email Sally, or you can use our contact form on their website as well. It's a tough time. People are going through some major transitions as our communities are starting to open up. Some anxiety certainly is starting to rise in many of our hearts. So if you need to talk to a pastor, we're here for you. Pastor Bonach, Pastor Strobel's extensions are there, and Pastor Keel and I are here for you as well. Please give us a call, leave a message, and we'll return your call just as soon as we can. I'm enjoying time spending with you in God's Word. This gives me a chance to just share some thoughts as I'm doing my own daily Bible reading. So if you want to join, just contact us through the website and we'll let you know how to get those. We'll email them to you on a daily basis. Connect with us through social media. We want to be able to share with you the latest information, and that's the best way for us to stay connected. We really appreciate all the support that you are giving. God's people have been incredibly generous, and just thank you for that. And we appreciate every gift that you give us so that we can carry out our ministry, that by every possible means, we bring people into our area of influence closer to Christ. We are committed to doing the best that we can indefinitely forever with our online worship. So those of you worshiping online, God be praised. We're glad you're with us. In a few weeks, we'll be starting live worship, but this online ministry is going to continue. So thank you so much for everything you're doing to support our ministry. We'll be singing these four songs with you today, and we pray that you join us in singing along with us. Today is going to be a special day. Pastor Strobel is going to share some devotions with you about Jesus ruling as our prophet, priest, and king, as the ascended Lord. I would encourage you not only to join us in this worship service, but also to go online to our traditional worship service. It is an incredible experience where we have set up seven candles and seven words in the sanctuary that kind of dovetail with our seven candles, seven words from Good Friday, and our seven candles and seven words on Easter Sunday. Please check that out on our website as well. Just click online, worship with us online, and you'll find it there. And then today's worship leader, band leader, is Mike Wessendorf, who, by the way, gets lots of kudos for doing a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff to produce all of this. And then Pastor Nate, my good friend, will be sharing the message with you today. So God bless you as you worship the King with us.
Jesus, God.
Do we still have a little bit of time, looks like, huh? Okay.
I am alive for you.
That Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12.
He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?"
Jesus said to her, "Mary."
Suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, Why do you look for the living among the dead?
If
he is not here,
there is
he is risen.
That multitude of witnesses
that tell us that,
then you and I can be sure the tomb is empty.
Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?
And last of all, he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born.
They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?
If Jesus has risen, then we have good news to share. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Good morning, Bridge. Good morning, people of God gathered online with us today or later on in the week through recording God's blessings as together we spend time, as Pastor Pete mentioned, discussing the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as our prophet, our priest, as our king. And today we'll be switching up the theme a little bit from what Pastor Pete mentioned in the seven candles, seven words for ascension in our traditional service and recording, a little bit with the theme, ascension means. And we open up with the thought, ascension means victory. I have a personal question for all of us today. What is your favorite festival of the Christian church year? Some might jump in automatically with, oh, Christmas, gotta be Christmas. Some might say, well, I'm a real big fan of Easter. And someone might go in the middle and say, well, I'm a Good Friday person in the midst of all the big picture of what Christ has done for us. And I would say that I would put my vote in for Transfiguration Sunday, one of my favorite festivals of the Christian church year. But as our ministry team was talking about ascension this year, Pastor Bonach made an amazing statement. He said, oh, ascension used to be big. And he's right. In our Christian circles, ascension, that festival, that feast, used to be big. What happened to it? I think I might have to do a little bit with the visuals, both the visuals in our mind's eye, but also in the mind of our faith. Think about Christmas. An angel appeared to shepherds in the field and said, a Savior is born in Bethlehem, Christ the Lord. And then angels filled the sky and sang to the shepherds, powerful, and our hearts of faith go, wow. And then Good Friday, the visuals, the darkness, the earthquake, our Savior on the cross, the suffering, the death, but before he died, the words, it is finished. The it being the payment for our sin, and we're like, wow. And it's a great day because we know that Sunday's coming, Easter Sunday, right? He is risen indeed, and an angel in the tomb. Jesus appearing to the Emmaus disciples on their way home and then running back to Jerusalem again. A day full of appearances, Jesus' glory, breathing on his disciples, breathing on them the Holy Spirit. And our mind of faith, the vision of our faith goes, wow, the visuals. And then there's ascension. I think in heaven someday, Peter, James, and John and the 11 will tell us how awesome that day was visually. Jesus ascending from the earth into the clouds to be hidden, which to us can be a small visual because he's gone. We don't see him. But for them, it was huge. And so when Pastor Bonach said, ascension used to be big, it was almost sad. And so we thought we would bring to you seven candles, seven words, to help ascension be as big in our hearts and minds as Good Friday and Easter ever is. And so behind me are the six of the candles we looked at in our traditional service along with the Christ candle. And these six stood for victory, mission, truth, power, course-correcting love, and Christ's determination to bless. As we head into reading a harmony of what happened the day Jesus ascended, we focus in on victory. Ascension means victory for you and me. And why? Short and sweet. Because of what Jesus did and said on Good Friday. It is finished. The payment for sin is done. You and I have heaven. The grave will not hold us. We'll be free as Jesus is free. Our King reigns. So let us catch up with the disciples. Let us tap into what happened on the Ascension Day with the harmony of the four Gospels and the Acts of the Apostles. Luke writes, to start off, "In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. Soon after the resurrection, the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.' On one occasion, Jesus said to them, 'This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms.' Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures, and he told them, 'This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things.' On another occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: 'Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait. Wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' Then they gathered around him and they asked him, 'Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?' He said to them, 'It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.' When Jesus had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them, and while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. And he sat at the right hand of God. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. 'Men of Galilee,' they said, 'why do you stand here looking up into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way that you have seen him go into heaven.' Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God and waiting." These are the words of our God.
Come with expectation, waiting here for Join us at even at home.
You were everything you promised. Your faithfulness is true. Pressed before your presence. All we need is you. Waiting here for you. With our hands.
Dear friends, ascension also means purpose. Purpose wrapped up into one candle, three candles becoming one from our traditional service. Mission, truth, and power. Ascension means purpose. A great philosophical question that everyone on the planet, every era, every time, every space has had to ask is this question. What is the purpose of living? I love to ask my eighth grade confirmands that, and by the end of this year now, they can nail it. The purpose of living is to have a relationship with God. Now, you know me well enough now to know my mind can go interesting places when I think about Scripture. And when I think about purpose, my mind flashed, of all things, to baby tortugas. Baby sea turtles. Now, why? Well, a few years back, my wife and I were privileged to be in Mexico. In the spring, when the baby tortugas are hatching in the sands of the beach and about to head out into the ocean to spend the rest of their life in the cold water until the females come back to lay the next generation of eggs. Well, the hotel we were staying at would invite all of the hotel guests down to the beach every day to help release the baby tortugas that had been birthed or born in their gated, protected nesting areas on the beach. And so my wife and I went down to help usher these little turtles, just being turtles, instinctively rushing toward the water. It was awesome. We had to guide a few and encourage a few. And they're heading out into the water, disappearing into the surf, and all of a sudden the gulls are overhead, and there's swirls in the water, and this hotel staffer says, oh, by the way, only 1 in 10 of them will reach the reef safely. Oh, we were like, whoa, come back. You don't have to be a turtle. But you see, turtles do what turtles do, and on they went. Truth be told, when Jesus left this world, he sent his disciples, he sent us out into the world to take his message to the world. We have purpose. Now, Jesus knew in his heart of hearts that 10 of the 11 who for sure saw him ascend, 10 of the 11 would die as martyrs. They would die for the name of Jesus. Going out into the world, you see, disciples of Jesus being disciples of Jesus, Christians being Christians, taking Jesus into the world is what we do. We live and we speak. And if you went through confirmation class, you also promised to die for Jesus before giving him up with the pressure of the world and of temptation and of Satan. Christians do what Christians do. And so before Jesus ascended, it was 40 days from his resurrection to his ascension into heaven, and it was 40 days of purpose. You may have heard that phrase before. 40 days of purpose training by Jesus as he retaught them about the kingdom of God. That it would be his ruling on the throne of heaven at the right hand of his Father, his rule in our hearts through faith by the power of his word. Lessons about the kingdom of God, lessons about what it would mean for us to be princes and princesses of the king, sons and daughters of the king. And so it was 40 days of purpose training. And then when that training was done, he left this earth and gave to us the mission of going. And he didn't say, come back, you might die for me. No, he said, go, and I will be with you to the end of the age, and I will bring you safely home to heaven to be with me. So you and I have purpose. We have mission. We have God's truth, and we have the power of the Holy Spirit in us that Jesus was sent to his disciples on Pentecost and will remind us of in 7 short days. Let us rehear a portion of God's word from the harmony of the gospel readings. On one occasion, Jesus said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He said, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." Notice Jesus living out his purpose. He came to die for you and me. The Father did not hold him back. The Father encouraged him to die for you and me, that we can live forever and die for Jesus if God asks. So Jesus says to us, "You are witnesses of these things." On another occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high to power your purpose. For John baptized with water, but in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit of God." The second word of our God.
hymn that just reflects that idea of what the church, what we are built on. And so we sing these words. It'll be here. That's been sung by Christians for hundreds of years. Let's sing this together. The church to stand, even when steeples are falling, crumbled have spires in every land, bells still are chiming and calling, calling the young and old to rest, but above all the soul distressed, longing for life everlasting. House of living stones, built for his own habitation. He through baptismal grace us owns, heirs of his wondrous salvation. Fear we but to his name to tell, yet he would deign with us to dwell, with all his grace and his favor. Then, O God, your will be done, that when the church bells are ringing, really in saving faith may come, where Christ's message is bringing. I know my own, don't be, you're not the world my faith shall see, my peace I leave with you, amen.
Dear friends, ascension is also, ascension means patience, which in the traditional service, the candle, course-correcting love or patience. Ascension means patience. Are you patient with the people in your lives? Are you as patient with others as God is patient with you? At age 56, I finally feel like God is beginning to make a difference in my life with his patience by how patient I am with others around me. Just recently, I was privileged to spend an entire day with and being responsible for my three-year-old grandson. Yes, the same little guy who owns D-Bot from a few sermons back. D-Bot, the automatic vacuum cleaner that he, I think, believes is his little brother. But my grandson, spending a whole day with him. And it was a privilege to immerse myself in him. And to set aside the kingdom of Nathan, the kingdom of me, the kingdom of my agenda and my plans, but to spend the whole day with him. It was an amazing experience in the end. It was awesome along the way, but amazing in the end, because it was as if the Heavenly Father was giving to me patience to just live with this little boy for a whole day and be for him what he needed me to be. And so believe it or not, we spent 90 minutes, an hour and a half, building a pile of stones in the driveway. That in truth be told, I could have assembled the whole thing in 5 seconds with both hands. But we sat for 90 minutes building this tower of stones because this little boy needed me to invest that time in him, experience building. and spending time with his papa. And throughout the course of the day, we course-corrected loving patience. We reminded ourselves not to drop stones in mommy's flower beds or into the hubcaps of daddy's car. That was huge. And along the course of the day in our journeys, we practiced please and thank you. And yes and no, and we had a test of wills in which way to turn on our walks, and were we going to take Papa's hand or not to stop and look left and right and left again for the cars before we crossed. It was a great day of investing time and patience and love in this little boy, life lessons for the rest of his life. At the end of the day, I couldn't help but think to myself, Nathan, were you as patient with your three-year-olds when you were their father and not their papa? And in reality, I was not. The kingdom of Nathan, the kingdom of me, too often reigned, and I had things to do, and there were times when the test of the will was a matter of, I'm bigger than you, kid, you're going to listen. And my wife, well, she took lessons from Jesus on these things, I think, more quickly than I. And there were times she would say, honey, someone needs to be the adult here. She's three. Let her be three. Help her grow. That's what we see Jesus doing during 40 days of patience. As he patiently reminds his disciples what the kingdom of God is. Jesus ruling all things, enthroned in heaven for the good of his church, and him reigning in our hearts through faith based on his love for you and me in the forgiveness of sin. Yes, ascension means patience, as Jesus teaches you and me. Because sometimes you and I can be pretty stubborn. Sometimes we can doubt, as we read in before the Great Commission part of our lesson today. We can doubt and not trust our God. But our Jesus is patient with you and me, as he was patient with his disciples, course-correcting love, bringing us back to truth, bringing us back to his purpose for our lives, done patiently, 40 days of patience. Let's hear again this portion of Scripture and catch Jesus' patience with the opening question of the disciples, probably late in the 40 days. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. When Jesus had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight, and he sat at the right hand of God. The third word of our God.
its breath till that stone was moved for good, for the Lamb had conquered death. And the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, and the souls of all who come to the Father are restored. And the church of Christ was born, and the Spirit lit the flame. Now this gospel truth alone shall not fear, shall not faint. By His blood and in His name, is freedom, I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who I resurrected me.
Band is winding down. That is my favorite song ever that you guys do. And if all of you are still alive when I die, can you sing that victory at my funeral? I would love it. That is my favorite, so thank you. Because our last time together today is a reminder that ascension means peace and joy. As we wrap up the sixth candle, which is Jesus' determination to bless with the Christ candle, that He is alive for His people, ruling all things as the ascended Lord and Savior. Ascension means peace and joy. As we wrap our brains around that and our hearts of faith, let me ask this question. Why do we come here? To this place, virtually online, maybe someday again together in this space. But why do we come here to stand at the foot of an empty cross week after week? Why do we come here week after week to, in our hearts of faith and in our minds, stand outside an empty tomb that none of us has physically seen? And why do we come today, especially to a room that is empty? Oh, there's a few of us here. As we reopen a bit, right? But it's basically a room that is empty. Why are we here? And the unbelieving world would say, even if you had 250 people in here today, why do you come to an empty room? I don't see your God. I don't see your King, your ascended Lord and Savior. Your lives look no different than mine. Where is this God you speak of? Where is this Jesus you speak of? And you and I can say with hearts of faith, well, He speaks to us through the candles today. And the words along with those candles, that in our Jesus we have victory, we have mission, we have truth, we have power, we have patience and course-correcting love, and we have Jesus' determination to bless His people, enthroned in heaven as our Savior and King. Our eyes of faith see it. That's why we're here. We see the things of heaven. Go back in the history a little bit. To the Mountain of Transfiguration, my favorite festival of the Christian church here. My vote, anyway. Mountain of Transfiguration. On the mountain, Jesus, Peter, James, and John. And on the mountain, Jesus pulled back the curtain, hiding His glory for a moment, and He showed His glory as He was transfigured before them, and the disciples knew they were looking at the divine. They were looking at deity. Jesus was cracking the door of heaven that they could see Him. And in that moment, they saw victory and mission and truth and power and course-correcting love and the heart to bless. And what did Peter say? Lord, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, and let's just stay here, the things of heaven. And just then, the Father spoke and brought a cloud to envelop everything, hid it all. And when the cloud went away, it was just four men, Jesus of Nazareth, and three fishermen. And Jesus said, no, we need to go down the mountain. And he took them down into the valley of the shadow of death, his valley of the shadow of death. And he took them to the darkness of Gethsemane, the evil of Caiaphas's courtroom, the arrogance of Pilate's judgment hall, and then to the foot of this cross that for a day, for 6 hours, was full with him as the sacrifice for the sins of the world. How many of them caught on when he said, it is finished. The sacrifice for sin is done. And then he died and he gave up his spirit. But he had told them, 3 days later, I will rise. And so he took them to the empty tomb of Easter Sunday morning. Back to the glory. Back to a sense of victory, mission, truth, power, course-correcting love and patience. And for 40 days, they hung out together. No social distancing going on there. They hung out with their Lord and Savior Jesus. And they learned, what has this prophet, this priest, this king done for us? And they learned enough. Oh, Pentecost was coming and the Holy Spirit would do his miracles and boom, they would become amazing witnesses for Jesus. But they had learned enough that when he took them to another mountain, the Mount of Olives, and he visibly rose in front of them, ascended up into the sky and was hidden by a cloud, the message was, guys, I'm gone. Go back off the mountain into the valley. But we don't see them leaving this time with disappointment of, shucks, you know, it was cool, Moses and Elijah and Jesus. No, we're told that they left worshiping him with great joy and praising God. And they went and they hung out the next 10 days where? In the house of God, the temple. Remembering the empty cross, remembering the empty tomb, knowing the risen from the dead, Jesus and Lord, knowing the Lord who had ascended bodily to heaven, but had told them, I am sending you. And they patiently waited for the power of the Holy Spirit to be given 10 days later at this event called Pentecost. Ascension, my friends, gives us great peace and joy. Because Jesus is determined to bless us forever. And he reigns as our prophet, our priest, and our king. He feeds us with his word as the prophet. He reminds us of his victory over sin and death as the priest. He intercedes for us on our behalf before his Father in heaven. And he rules all things, all things, all things, even COVID-19. Even my death, your death, he rules all things for the good of his church. So may we come off ascension with the bigness of this day. You know, in our lives, the world will try to dim Jesus' glory. We'll try to dim Jesus' blessings. We'll try to make the message of the candles fade. But know that right to our deathbed and beyond, the promise of Jesus as our ascended Lord and Savior and King will be there for us each and every day, each and every moment. It will never dim in our hearts of faith. It will never dim in our minds of faith. So come back when we can. Let us fill this space. Band, sing that last song for us again. Let us revel together in the victory we have in our ascended Lord and Savior and King. Let's hear the last verses. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. I find that interesting. Stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way that you have seen him go, visibly and blessing right? Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. Dear friends, let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we come before you today as our Savior and King because you are enthroned at the right hand of your Father. You are enthroned in a place where you rule all things for us. And yes, you have left us visibly, but you are here with us spiritually and through your word and through your promises and by the power of your Spirit. We thank you that today you have reminded us of just how cool your ascension is. You left this earth because your work of saving us is done. You left this earth because you trust us to love your world as you love us and to share with them the good news message of salvation. You left this earth so that our relationship with you might be one of faith. Eyes that see into eternity. Eyes that see you as our Savior and Lord. Eyes that see our Father as the Father in heaven who wraps his arms around us in love. Eyes that welcome the Holy Spirit through the Word each and every day. Ascended Lord Jesus, be with us in this space. Be with us in our hearts. Be with us in our lives. Because ascension means victory. Ascension means purpose. Ascension means patience. And ascension means your blessing as our Savior and King with peace and joy every day. So help us to shine for you always as your children, as your princes and princesses, as sons and daughters of the King. And now let the sons and daughters of the King join together in praying the prayer our Father taught us through his Son. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with his favor and give you his peace. And together God's people say, Amen. God's blessings on your week. We turn it over to Pastor Pete or the band for song. Remind me.
I'll step in there, Nate, and just talk for a while. Well, you know, man, Nate... I'm sorry, I'm not social distancing. He's a good friend, and my heart has been moved. It has been just an awesome, awesome experience hearing your word today. And, you know, like you said, the band has been doing an incredible job. So thank you, Lord, for putting a coworker like this and like all of these into my life and into all of our lives. God be praised. So thank you so much,
thank
brother.
You. Thank, you're you. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a reminder, you know, hey, we appreciate you joining us online for worship. We are going to be eventually going in person. We're thinking 2 weeks from today we'll be in person here at the Bridge. But we will continue to do our best to share God's word with you online as well. Just a reminder, if you can share what you have heard with others, we surely appreciate it. It is great to hear that our message is the message of our Savior is going to all over our country. God be praised. If there's anything that we can do to help you out, please let us know. Prayer requests, just ask us through the contact form. We want to pray for you. If you're struggling right now and just need somebody to talk to, feel free to ask us if you want somebody to talk to. If you need help, Sally is willing to help you out as well, to connect with us as a congregation. And then daily devotion, I'm here for you. I love sharing God's word with you on a daily basis. And then finally, just
appreciate, again, all the gifts that you have given to support our ministry. So God bless you as you continue to celebrate this Memorial Day weekend. We have a king who is reigning over all things, and he is watching over us. God be praised. And now let's just enjoy the last song.
Jesus is victorious, and we have victory in Christ. How cool is that? It's time to celebrate. He gives us a job, though, to learn his word and share his word and give his love. And so in your homes right now, thank you for joining in. Stand with us if you can, or clap along, or just sing loud. In our small community, in our homes, in our neighborhood, and as Pastor said, in 2 weeks, our job is to build his kingdom here with the Holy Spirit. So let's sing this together.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil it while we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church. We need your power. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive's hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor, the peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause.
Let's sing it together.
We are your church. We pray, revive this earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hands. Heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Your kingdom's power, sing it out, reaching the near and far. No force of hell can stop your beauty changing hearts. You made us more, much more than this. Awake the kingdom seed in us. Fill us with the strength and love of Christ. We are your church. We are the hope on earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hands. Heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hands. Heal our streets and lands. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here. We pray. We pray.
Hope you're celebrating your home. we miss all of you.